Is it?
Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Simaya. May I please have your email?
You want my email?
Yes.
MCBALLZ is in zebra, the number 13 at gmail.com.
Thank you. May I please have your name?
Christopher McCormick.
And thank you, sir. May I have your address?
424 Forest Ave. That's in Langhorne, PA. 19047.
And thank you, sir. Give me one moment. I just had your account pulled up.
Yep.
A moment. It's still loading, sir. Bear with me one moment.
Yep.
Thank you. So I located your account, the Omax Sleep CPD supplement. You have the two bottles every 2 months. How may I assist you today, sir?
Well, the issue I'm having is I called about a week and a half ago to re-up my order for this product, but I just got a duplicate order. So I received two shipments in the last week and a half instead of one that I was expecting.
Okay, give me one moment. Let me take a look at the information on the account, okay?
Okay, I just want to find out, like, if my card was, like, charged twice and all
that's
that stuff, too.
Yeah, so that's what I'm doing. Give me one moment.
Okay, yep.
Okay, so looking at the account, the order I see that was placed on April 6th, sir. Now, but you have the two bottles. So all together, you're saying that you got four bottles right now?
Yes, I got one package like a week ago, and then another one came today in the mail.
Give me just one moment. Let me see some assistance regarding this information. Because on the transaction we see that was on April 6th for the first order. Now, the second order, sir, it doesn't say an order date for that?
Yeah, I'm holding the piece of paper right now. It says,
what does it say on it?
The order date was 4/12.
4/12?
Mm-hmm.
And what else does it say?
Well, I have the GLF number, I have the order ID number, I have the ship date was 4/12, I have the pick number, anything you need I can give you.
Yeah, sorry, because your next order is just supposed to be shipped out until June 6th. Let me speak to my supervisor, sir, regarding this information. Give me one moment. Wait,
okay.
In order to help us, sir, does it have like a different order number on that piece of paper?
I threw away the previous package slip, so I can't compare the two. I can give you this order number, though, if you want it.
Sure. Go ahead with the order number, sir.
The number is 1329118-217942-. The letter C, the letter T, the letter Y, 016.
Okay, what other name does it say on that package, sir?
I'm not sure I know what you mean.
Okay, can you read off everything that's on that package, sir, for me?
On the outside, like the envelope?
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting.
What does it say, sir?
It lists my name twice. It says ship to Christopher McCormick, and then it has my address. Then it just says UPS Mail Innovations, package ID, MMID, cost center, and then it gives the tracking information.
Does it say who it come from, like the name of it?
Yes. The return address is OMAX Health, 41 Canal Street, NPN, and then a bunch of stuff. It looks like Lewiston, Maine, 04240.
Okay, give me just one moment. I'm going to place you on a brief hold.
Okay.
Okay, so I find the order, sir. Yes, that was your last shipment. That was on your old account, sir. You had a previous account. When you opened this account, so you opened this account on April 6th, you already had a previous order on that account. Now, that account is still open, sir. Now, do you want to cancel that account out?
Because
that was for the same product, sir.
Yeah, can you cancel that? But can you tell me, are they different credit cards or the same? Is there any way you could find that out?
Give me one moment.
Okay.
It states it was under the Visa, ended in 6464.
Okay.
And your current one that you have, do you want that
probably
one as well?
The
you
same.
Want both? You want both card information on both accounts?
Yeah, I'm assuming that it's the same card, right? 6464.
It is, sir.
Okay. Yeah, just get rid of the old shipment, whatever that you said you were going to. My old order. I thought that order was canceled. That otherwise I wouldn't have started a new order. That's my fault.
Yes, sir. Unfortunately, we don't see any notation of you. Well, give me one moment. Let me place you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay.
Well, it states you called in on actually the same date we placed a new order on April 6th. You just called a reorder. And that's it.
Okay.
But I can officially cancel the account out now for you. But it does say, sir, go back to it. It does say you was billed a 118 on the 12th, sir.
So I was billed twice. Wow. Okay, that's fine. I mean, it's not like I'm wasting money. I'm going to use the product, but okay.
But yes, I can assure you that the old account has been canceled out, sir. The only new account that you have, they'll see each time you call in. Okay.
Okay. And then with that new account, since now I'm going to be logged up with a lot of the, item, can I put like a pause on it or skip a month?
Of course, we can definitely go ahead and send it out for you. Looks like your next order is due on June 6th. Do you want to just skip that one? I mean, your next order won't be delivered until August.
July. Oh, August 6th. Let me see. I have four bottles, so that would take me May, June, July. Yeah, let's do that. I think I can make it to August.
Okay, give me just one moment, sir. And keep in mind, this product is all natural and great for tracking your sleep. All right, it sounds like you are liking the product.
Yeah.
Okay, give me one moment. Let me place the cancellation on the old account and place the extension on the new one. Let me place you on a brief hold.
Okay.
Bear with me while Mom's done. Mama's done with the request.
Okay.
So my mom was done placing a request on the account. Bear with me another moment.
Okay.
Says the request is there processing on the account. Just bear with me another mother moment, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so the cancellation and cancellation for your old account, sir, along with the extension has been placed on the account, sir. Is there anything else I've able to assist you today? And you probably will get an email notification to verify that information.
Okay.
All right, great. Anything else?
No, that's it.
Perfect. If there is nothing else, I thank you for calling OMAX Health, and you have yourself a good evening, okay?
Thanks, you too. Bye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.